This morning, shall we turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. And we'll read verse 34, where that Jesus told to the woman that was cleared from her blood. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. This morning I want us to consider the subject relief from sin. Relief from sin. And we'll look at this miracle that Christ did for this woman. I'm sure this passage is a very popular passage that most of us are aware of. And you know, it tells of a certain woman who was been afflicted with an incurable disease of bleeding for 12 good years. And this woman met Jesus on his, when Jesus was on his way to Jairus' house to heal his daughter. Remember, before this account, when we read from verse 21, Jesus, Jairus has come to Jesus Christ, and he has told him that you come and heal his daughter. And Jesus was on his way going to Jairus' house, and this woman had a miracle on the way. The year can say, and obey, the Becca and some of her, Miss May, Binya, a hot top, and also a jay, and I say, a hot toy fee, one of them. Now, the year can say, Befa, and yes, and Miffy, Mark chapter 5. And Rona, Yesu, Oma, Obabi, and I would get you for 12 years, and I'm Yesu Suma, and a ton. Now, the year can say, Yesu, of Jairus, Israel, synagogue, no, or a penny or Nana, Wabakachi used to send a bar, a yarem with you, with you, Umbra, now, or Messani, I mean, you soon have quite so called, and now, Sao by Indian Ayarisa. We know that from the accounts, he has been to many different doctors, which is usual with many who are ill for long years, you know. He had been visiting a lot of doctors and a lot of places, and he could not find any good one to help her. And you know, per the account, the affliction went worse. Because you know, when you are ill, when you are not well with a particular disease and you want cure, initially you have so much hope that you might find someone to help you, especially when you are told there's a doctor here, there's a healer here, whatever. You'll be chasing up and about for years, years. When you go on, then there's no cure, it makes your case worse, because you begin to fear, and also the illness also goes on further. The air can say, silent tears, so be yarring us or pay IRSA, Uchima or Shastia, or when it has also hanging out, when you'll be your best on the area, and to Ocoso, baby, I don't know, you share IRSA for. Then when Ocoso, Ocoso, if you're a brain, that's the do baby, don't say, ah, me, nya, IRSA for PR, I'm not a remote tunnel. I don't know, so quite a case. And we also noted that, according to the account, all her resources for sustenance has also been spent, leaving her hopeless and poor. So what a distressing condition this woman might have been. I'm just imagine if you are, some of us, if we have knew somebody in our family who has gone through such process, you feel that you really feel how this woman felt. When you know somebody who is ill and he has spent all that he has or she has and has never found a cure, it's very pitying. But this woman, when she heard of Jesus passing through, drew near and touched Jesus' cloth with the hope of receiving her cure. I'm sure she might have heard, because in the same account, we will go back from the verse 1, Jesus healed that the man who was possessed with demons at Gadara, where the man was wholly cured. And I'm sure this woman might have heard some of the things that Jesus Christ have done to many people. So she might have thought, let me go to Jesus. He might give me the cure. And so he went and touched his cloak. So she pressed herself through the crowd, and those who were following Jesus, she found by them, and immediately she touched Jesus' clothes. Her illness totally cured. Her plague was cured. The can say on the no shade if I don't know, but for soon who say, I know the uncle fan and some can use Nanta dear. Now, Obinya Uncle, Obinya Irisa. Now, or yes, I'm Obinya Irisa. So you see how this woman will be relieved by just a touch on Jesus' garment. Yes, the can say, or so yes, you name Anta Dimuna. When you are a son, you can say, Miss Ma, or by Nini Beji, anyhow, you have a form of a Tony. Jesus, also knowing the healing power that the woman has experienced from him, immediately inquired who have touched him. Yes, who is there? Obano, Asolimuno. If I bring, I can wish, I just want to Asolimuno. We are not going through as verse by verse, so I just want to recapture so that we have our spiritual, application from it. So remember, one of the disciples was saying, telling Jesus, there are many people around here, why are you asking who touched you and all that? But Jesus was asking this for something, not that he was, overwhelmed with, or he didn't know what happened. There are three things that Jesus, the saying of Jesus, implied for us. The first thing is that to manifest his divine power, that just a touch of his clothes could cure such an incurable disease. Just a touch. Nobody saw the touch. But Jesus saw it. Just let the people know the power that he had, that he's God, the very God himself. And also, that this woman, when Jesus has exposed her that she has touched him, then this woman can have the opportunity to praise God. To let all the people know that, yes, God has done such a good thing to me. And also, the third thing is that to strengthen Jairus' faith. Jairus was the man whose daughter is about to die and who had come to Jesus. And you see, Jairus might have just come to Jesus and told him, Lord, just say a word and my daughter will be healed. But he said, come to my house and touch her. You see, his faith was even so little. Not thinking that unless Jesus come to his house, then the daughter will be what? You see, will be healed. The other kind of said, Jesus will be still said, I didn't know Obana Solimono, and yes, there is one name Sabia Obana Solimus. Nemo, and your man Sana, Professor Mio, who said, oh no, when you go for Nantadeka can pull out the Sumo, when you are or Tret, the Yami, oh yeah. No, Sanso, Sanso, Emma, Obano, Aquina, so better than I may ask only Penny. Ah, so Obano is the one Casano, I can deny you the boy. Can you call him say yes? Oh, to me, just Obison and Teddy Umpa, Obenyanko. And I came to say, Jairus, no, I'm not going to stand by a real. Jedi was Shimu Akina. If you say Jairus, who said, not Jedi or Pombi, if you say, who said, he said, yes, to buy the fear, but Sonny Bemuansa. Nemo, when he said, yes, to grab it in your castle, not the Bano and home at all. So now we go to our spiritual lesson from this account. So we look at that. The first thing we look at this account that the distress condition reminds us of the mystery that sin has brought into this world. Now, before I go on, all the miracles that Jesus Christ did, we see it and identify that, yes, God, he was God, and it tells us that he has power to heal us. But far beyond that, there are always spiritual lessons to learn, which he does it to manifest how salvation happens, how through that people come to him, and we can also come to him that way, though we can't see him physically here. So the first thing to know that her distress condition reminds us of the mystery that sin has brought into this world. Remember that this woman has issue of 12 good years. The blood has been flowing from her for over 12 good years. And she has tried all human effort and it has been in vain. Medical staff have been powerless. 12 exhausted years have been spent battling with the disease, but it seems that there is no relief. But let's think this way. How interesting that we don't hate sin. But you know that all the illness and the pains of the world is caused by sin. Sin is the cause of every deformity in human nature. How sin has so caused all this? Sin has caused all the illnesses in the world. Sin is the cause of all torment, of illness, of human weakness, of our poor bodies. Sin has made our bodies so weak, so helpless. It is the enemy of sin that brought all this sin unto us. But how we don't fear sin? Look at this woman. What sin has caused her to suffer? Bleeding for 4 good years. But let's think about the world at large.
what sin has caused the world. When we look at what sin does into the world, it's still marvelous. If you look at human history, look at those tyrants who have killed people like animals. Look at so many people who, by their love for money, they have caused many people to die helplessly. Those many people, the love of themselves, have careless of other people's peace because of sin. Because of sin, men don't truly love one another. It wasn't so. In the Garden of Eden, God made everything perfect. Man was perfect. And man had no illness. Man had no pain. Man were to live happily. But look at how sin has caused to this world. Look at our world today, coronavirus. It has ransacked every nation. And people are trying to find solutions. Viruses were created. Bacteria were created. Germs, every living thing, everything were created by God. But they were not created for destruction. Look at the barbaric nature of some animals. You see, God did not make things that way. Sin has made everything worse in the world. Sin has brought all that is deforming and all that has destroyed the peace of human being. And yet, many people don't see that. Many people are careless of it. So let us remind ourselves of the curse of sin. Whenever we see any imperfection, whenever we see any something, any like crime, or deforming, any immoral act, and then we say, oh, let's remind ourselves, it's the cause of sin. And whatever we see in our heart is the cause of sin. But the sad thing is that many attributes, the world troubles, and sometimes illnesses, especially come to Africa and our nation, and Ghana, to the devil. It is true the devil tempted our parents to sin, but the trouble we are having today, it was because of sin. Sin is the cause of all illness. And until sin is dealt with, and that sin has been taken out of the world, there will always be a trouble. There will always be immorality. There will always be some kind of evil in the world that we live in. But not only that, let's also look at the condition of the woman, her inability to get rid of her trouble. She didn't have any strength from herself. She was always looking for somewhere for help. Look at our world today. All our troubles in the world, how many years many philosophers have not tried to resolve it? Science. And every generation has new innovations. They think, oh, it's the best. And yet, the next few years will come, and they will say, oh, it wasn't the best. I remember when you read history about when they first manufactured the steam engine, which later which we have engines and all that. It was one of the finest inventions of our time. But today, there have been better engines, there have been better technologies than anything. And we think we are the best. But years will come, others will come and say, oh, it was our computers was nothing to compare about. But you see, sin will always be there, no matter how we advance in our technology, whatever. And so, me can say, yeah, share a real poor night that mommy. So, if you say bonnie, I'm a real poor abbeyas. And yeah, can say, if we are see a woman, yare at a tea, and your how are you, whom you are, my bonnie, dear. Bonnie, but we are seeing the best thing, Bibia. Say, they never to me, yare. Mesima, Yakas coronavirus crabby, Yumu Yamuani, there's a virus, gems, and nay, bacteria, I'm going to bone in your but one was like a best saying, and then one a baby asano. A ma, a friend is saying, and your ma, baby asana, a ma, papa, a badani bonny, I mean, Bibia, a frafro, we are saying, Yakas, Obano, Nitibiano, so, actually, yes, sir, on to no longer than no one, any to me, sir, or bear, son of your rear. So country will be not of one. Neka say, "Jah Osama, you have a bonnet. You for being able to make your bonnet fit you, fit on one castle to me. There will be a baby beyond bonnet. A better now. Neka say, 'Nipa, I can't abakose moa. Nipa, you must be brave. The abua na sitting. You must bonnet there. The eternity. And I'm here some pet and able to me abua. So we go to our second point about our lesson. Her distress in wandering from place to place to seek relief for her incurable disease reminds us of the distress of conscience many have in seeking relief for their guilt of sin without God. The kind of say, the other back of the house say, how are a ton of sugar on say, or fi a biaba, who not call biaba, who saw a wish, I understand. Now, Emma, and the other Thomas said, Messi, my bonnet, a few boo, I send the bad dream, the pap, Pastor, or Genovi, one of them, we never put him and demo. A money pa. Ne, I feel good. I walk on him. No, of course, sir. Do be you come and do it. If you say, yeah, they are born in no ashes. Born in no ma, you who say, yeah, you're papa. Born in ma, you who say, you bet you me, actually, I doubt to buy papa beard, but you come in, you say, you're papa beard. So we see that though we try to cover, I mean, the bad things that we do, the sins and the trouble, and yet we know in our heart that we are never good people. Yes, we can portray to the outside, oh, this is a good person. But if you go deep in the heart, the person will tell you, I'm not a good person. And every true Christian will tell you this. How evil our heart are. Our heart is deceives. And always the evil thoughts, the inclination that comes to us day after day, it tells us that sin is really sinful and is very evil. So in verse 26, we say that, and has suffered many things of many physicians, and has spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She has suffered many things. How many people in so many years of their lives have tried to have peace with God, and they have failed? The reason that they find it not in the right place, they find it not in the way God has what taught us. We have sinned against God. Sin is against Him, and yet we try to find our way to please Him. And God is holy. We are sinful. Some have sought it to find it in church attendance. Okay, someone will say, oh, all these years I've not been going to church, and I think God is so happy. Let me try going to church, at least. When he goes there a little, oh, now I'm a Christian. No, that is not it. Some also have thought, okay, I think I've not been helping the work of God. Let me contribute to the work, churches, or let me give my money to support the work of God, and then God will be happy with me. No, that is not. Some also think, oh, obey the commandments, and you are okay. And they will begin trying to do some, and none of us can obey all the commandments of God. No, none of us. If you say you can, you are a liar. Some also try to do alms, to orphans, to be a good philanthropist and all that, seeking that sadness will offset off their sin. But none of these things are ways to let sin be out of the way. That's not the way God has told us. The kind of say, "Ebi musu omo who say boni how am I doing? Ne mum number so omo far kwai bisu omo boni fiyo. Ebi say oh, but if you ache, me kwa sorry. Anya me ape master muti. O kwa sorry ya ne so. Osi mi Christu ni ozi ade me kwa sorry. Anya me ati matu. O bensu say oh, but if you kaba boy a sorry juma. O say di padi otwa do mi kaba boy a sorry juma. Vuga obi tuya tight ni ade. Or yeah, if you say Yame, who's my papa, you know, the no, Yamia Katasu Davi. Obi also, so, but the Yamim brass, I'm so, with this one quite there, Yame, any better. You be saying, I'm the best made in Yame, and brass them soon, Obi and Timini, Udi Bako Sukano, Ubu Bako, and about the also Udi Sukrano, and Dimu, Bakumimuno, Wana, or Yamau. A Bisu Castle, oh, Yabe Achadi, and a Bea Doye, Ama, a Yafone, a Janka, Yamunya Mishaswa, and also Obema. But they are born in Bethlehem. And you know, the sad thing is that some have got false peace through doing all this. And they seem to have a calm conscience about their sin. And they feel they are okay. Yesterday, I read whom he said, if I be brave, of course I'll cry. So now, some of that, I'm going to some people who are coming, and only I'm going to be here. David, now, some of you, if these people, God's grace does not find them, they will go on inside delusion until in hell. And they wake up and they realize they have deluded themselves. And it's a sad situation. You know, this woman has gone to, again, she has gone to many therapies and obtained no relief. Another thing also to look at, many has also roamed from one religion to another. Oh, I used to be a Christian. That means he goes to church. Now I'm a Muslim. Because when I was a Christian, when I was that is when he was attending church, he was able to stop his sin. But when he became a Muslim, he was able to stop his sin. Some people will tell you that. I've heard many people saying that. My old friends telling me that Christianity, I mean, we are so careless and all that, but there are some things he was not able to stop. But when he went to be a Muslim, he was able to do it. And also, from one denomination to another, even within the Christian circles, or if you are sorry, not quite sorry, or pe baby, I obey to me, and you are home, fetch it. But the fact is that it's not stopping a sin that makes you at peace with God. Yes, you have to stop your sin, but it's not stopping a sin that makes you to be at peace with God. Look at it. How can one find peace with God while he is still his enemy? Because of sin, we have become enemies with God. And you think you can do good things to pacify God? No. That is impossible. To be reconciled back to God, sin might be taken care of. Yes, your good thing will be done, but that thing cannot cover your sin. That thing cannot wash away your sin. Sin has to be dealt with. The Ekan said, "Bonye uja bonye, eno ma asumbi banya minte. Uja bonye bonye wa yani niyansu bonye eno suye de. Afwa suki ene. Uja bonye na hama pu nebetu meja bonye. So, ni Ekan said, "Enye adi ebetu meja bonye. So, Ekan said, meja bonye ni ya namle ni amita abi." And yes, sir, and yes, the job on him. Yeah, Bonita, yeah, then you know, and not a mark when a fetcher. Is any trouble with the guilt of sin as we sit here? Is anyone without a power over his sins? And sometimes sin can make somebody flow like a leaf on a river flowing. Bonnie, to me, that's a chilly farm. As if I have buyer, they are two issues at the neck of. I drain a buyer, then he cannot control addiction. I'm talking of addiction. Those who have been addicted to various things. And not only addicted people, even those who are not addicted, there are particular things that it comes so quickly and you feel along with it. We have become like a leaf, dry leaves on the face, on the surface of a stream, flowing along with our sins. We try to talk here and we are let loose once again. You know, to get rid of pride, envy, lust, profanities and lies and hatred, it's not something that can be done by anybody. It's not something you can try to cover up some part, but it will always be there. It will always arise itself. And profanities, when we are caught up in such things. But there is one in whom you can find such a relief. If there's anyone here in this state that he cannot control his sin, he is grieving for his sin. And indeed, unless you come to Christ, nobody can control his sin. This woman came to Jesus Christ and she had that relief. Long years she has moved from one place to the other. Long years she has spent all that she had. But she couldn't find a relief. Just a touch on Christ's garment brought a difference. So Christ alone is the one who can get rid of such evil of sin from us. You must cease from your own attempt. You must give up your own effort in doing for relief from sin. You might not say, "Oh, I'm trying. I'm attempting to do." No, you must come to Christ. You must come to Christ as a humble, repentant sinner and entrust yourself to His mercy alone. It is a mercy alone that grants a sinner peace with God. It's when you look upon His cross on Calvary, when He shed His sinless blood for sinners, and entrust yourselves on Him alone for pardon. It is He whom God has set to be our sin bearer, so that He took on our own nature to come and die for sinners such as us. So, whatever you do, ask yourself, what about my past sins? How can it be gone? Christ was given so that the old sins you may forbear. That the old sins God will overlook. Okay, let's say perfectly, somebody say, "I've stopped all sin." What about the old sins? What can clean it away? From infancy, begin to sin. And not only what we practice, our own nature itself is sin. We are born in sin, we are conceived in sin. That is what we are. We are children of Adam, and that we are all sinners by birth. We are all sinners also by practice, by what we do. And certain things combine to condemn us. When you come to Christ, you look up to Him for pardon. At once, your burden of sin will fall off your shoulders. See, burden of sin is like carrying a heavy load upon your shoulders. When you are really guilty of a particular of your sins, it weighs you more than if they have put a whole house on your shoulders. You cannot stand it. You cannot bear it. But coming to Christ will grant you a free of conscience. Your heaviness will turn to joy and fear to peace. Conscience. Our conscience is the one that pricks us when we do wrong. God has given everyone conscience to monitor us. Some people's conscience has wear off, and I think they can't even see when they are doing bad. But still, one day, if they say they are off their conscience, one day, they will, when they stand before God, they will realize all that they have done. Okay? But as we have conscience, let's listen. What I mean, God has given us. It is reminding us we are sinners. It reminds us why we do wrong, why this is right, why this is wrong. And those things are the heart. We are never perfect before God. So to have peace is to have come to Christ and to trust yourselves on Him, to leave your sin and to repent of them, coming to Him, looking upon Him alone as the only one who has died for sin. The air can say, Sir, you been here, I have told if you want to hold it there. Say, buy here for his one one, or so the moon one. Ne ho to no Christo pe e beto ma nya ho to fi bo ne ho de e tie ne se o se wu jai e kwa bi ofiso ofa so be bo ama wetumi e ji ho fi bo ne o se wu jai nyem na o hwe Christo pe na do re to no so o no pe na e bo ne si o se o do re to no so o bo ne be che o bo ne e twem ko na e ga se na even o ga se wu jai bo ne kwa wu jai bo ne na bo ne so twem ko na be ko fi o bo ne ba ko pe e ma o de wa nya e ye bo ne ti de ka ne se to ba Christo ho Just a touch of sincere faith on Christ's atoning death will do all for the soul than a myriad of waste self-inflicted labors. And I know nowadays it's very real, but in the olden days, Roman Catholic Church tried to let people suffer for their sin. So they inflict on themselves, maybe they will crawl on the mountain, or they will sleep on maybe corn husk, just to trouble the body. No, the Bible has never told us to harm our body for our sin. No, we can't. When we harm the body, can that clean away sin? No. So it is faith in Christ alone. So we move on to our third point. Our third point is this: the quick response she gave to what she heard about Jesus. In verse 27 and 28, we read that when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. This woman, knowing her condition, when she heard of Jesus, did not hesitate. She considered that herself, she never considered herself beyond restoration. Some people have this. When they look back to their life, oh, can the blood of Christ really forgive me all their sins? These things are suggestions of the devil. Christ said he has died for all sinners. It doesn't matter what sin I have done. If only I come to him and trust myself upon him, it will forgive me. Remember on the cross, there was a thief also there. There was a malefactor. He was saved. He was even dying for his sin on the cross. He was saved. But you and I, we have not been hanged to die for our sin physically. We are sitting here. We can look up to Christ. We can also come to him and ask that thief told Jesus Christ, Lord, remember me when you come into paradise. And the Lord Jesus Christ, when we come to him and trust in him, he will tell us, yes, today you'll be with me. Your soul will be at rest. And that you'll be free from the grief and from the burden of sin. And from you, how far you have moved from God. The air can answer instead. Or by your take, Christo, no. Or two, your take, yes, to him. Say, now, my dear, you say, yes, we are. One, two, and now, I know, dear, we can. Because four, we break ground, or then who fell. And now, or being so, 20, and entire day, we can, who beton. Near Castle Sanity, anybody who refuses to be a. I be an ebony a wire door. Now, yes, Christo Mojan, ain't to me fire, some man. Near Castle Davi. Yes, you move the other one if you are. They hear the cell, who bed in Ukraine or Banning. What's wrong? Not what's wrong is all funny, Mojan or Bonnie. Not a rash in you. Which are Bonnie or the Bonnie Pitcher? All of us here have heard of Christ and his offer of pardon to sinners. And all of us here are sinners too, without exception. But I want to ask this question. What about you? Let's ask individual question. What have I done about my sin? Have I come to Christ also? Some of us here know have come to Christ, but some of us here, I don't know if they have come to Christ. But if you are here, you have not come to Christ. This is what God has done. This is what God has given us, that through Christ alone, when you believe on him, you confess your sin and repent of it, he will save you. So think about yourself. What have I done about my sin? God has given away. There were many that followed Jesus, but were mere spectators. Remember, there were many that followed Jesus, and so derived no benefit from him at all. This woman saw her sense of need, and the Savior's power to relieve her, and she received a mighty blessing. You know, there were crowds following Jesus, and I know some of them, they just want to see what Christ will go and do. He's going to raise the Jairus' daughter. Let's go and see what he will do. But this woman, knowing her condition, did not just go there to just observe. She went there to meet Christ himself. He went there. What is your interest in Christ? Is it just to amuse yourself like many crowd that followed him? You've come to church, or you want to come to church. Why in church? Do you know that church, why we have church, is because of Christ. Christ instituted a church for those that he has saved with his own blood. Those he has pardoned their sin and have reconciled them to the Father. It is them that he has made a church for. Yes, when you come as a sinner, you come through Christ, and through him you join his church. Not as a physical church as this, but the spiritual church of Christ. Yes, we here are believers and we are worshiping, but to be joined to Christ is to come to him, confess your sin, and he saves you and he puts you into his family. So have you sought his blessing for your soul? This woman sought a blessing, and her illness was cured. And you and I, the blessing you can have, the greatest of all blessings, is to find his salvation for us. The kind of said, because when we need Jesus, but that's not why you need how we are done in Sunday. But of course, we can be okay. Of course, we bring ya the beer about 20 years ago. We bring ya for 20 years ago. And for so many years, when ya I are sat on the area. Now, maybe that's it. Also, no, a day a pen, and I said, well, a day in Tina. And this woman represents all mankind plagued with the disease of sin, as sin has been from Adam. Romans chapter 3 verse 9 tells us that, what then, are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. Even the Israelites, who are the laws, who are the worship of God among them, and the Gentiles, which we are all under sin. Unless all of us come to Christ, unless all of us come to his salvation, then we cannot. You know that some also have this misconception that when I'm baptized, I am saved. There is the command is that he that believeth and is baptized. You see, when you believe on the Lord Jesus, it's not when you are baptized. When you believe, baptism is an obedience. But salvation is by faith in Christ alone. To be forgiven of your sin, you can never be washed by water. Water cannot wash away sin. In Hebrews, it is written that without a shedding of blood, there is no remission. If blood is not shed, sins cannot be. It's not water. No. If it were to be water, Christ would have come from heaven to come and die on the cross of Calvary for us. You must be forgiven first and reconciled to God before you have to be accepted to his body, as I've already said. There's another thing also that I want to talk about. There are many who claim to be living by the grace of God. You see somebody on the street. Oh, how is it? Oh, by the grace of God. Meaning, they have the grace of God on their lives. But how many have really touched him by their faith? By faith in him. The grace of God leads us to repentance. If we think we have the grace of God, have we repented of our sin? Have we reconciled to Christ? Have we reconciled to God through Christ? And yet many will say, oh, how is it? Oh, by the grace of God. why you are, it is good to hear it by the grace of God. But the deeper and the rare sense of the grace of God that I am reconciled to Christ, to God through the death of Christ. Have you rest on his promise of setting you free from the curse of sin, the curse of the law, and his giving of eternal life? Have you rested your hope on this? And the sufficiency of his death on the cross only for the forgiveness of sin. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made the curse of the law. You know, the laws of God condemns us as always sinners. But it's the death of Christ that redeems us from the curse of the law. The comfort from sin is found in Christ. As you know that he is the one who has promised that what? He that believeth on him shall not make haste. When you believe on him, you stop from your own works. You stop from you maybe find a way to please God by yourself. So you see, when you come to Christ and rest your hope on him, your heart will be at peace. And then God will be at peace with you. And then you live on in this life, and when you die in eternity, he will usher you and you go into his happiness. The fourth thing to look at also is how immediate and quick was the cure which this woman received. Even John 27 and 29, you see that they touched his garment, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. It was immediate. Immediately he touched him, it was gone. The cure she had sought for many years was just given her in just a moment of time when he touched Jesus Christ. This represents the relief, the instant relief and comfort of salvation, which faith in the Christ atoning sacrifice bestows on forgiving souls. The air can say, "Omo eba Kristo wa edi omo odi omo ni chomo no." Ekonu ano omo mnyia hutoye say edi omo ni chomo. Na ma omo omo kra esu hutom. Ni eka say oba ano oso yesu muno. Ekwa pe no mnyia sa hutom. Salvation is not a gradual process. Okay, you don't have to advance from one level to another. Some people teach that. It is an instant work by the Holy Spirit of the saved. He does it immediately when you believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It's a promise from God. And when you truly believe, he keeps you. So somebody who claims that he has believed but yet trying to believe and still believing, no, it's just a faith. Yes, we continue to believe on Christ after we are back, but that one is not to save us again. It's just to rest our hope on him forever. You don't work on it. The Bible doesn't tell us to work on our salvation. No. Some who misquote that Bible verse that work on your salvation. It's not about salvation from sin and being reconciled to God. You can never work on it. It must be done in us by the Lord through the Holy Spirit. As I said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. It is an instant thing, something which has to be done immediately. The can say, quite the idea, a sea of men or a didn't know. The final thing to look at, the peace that she had. Verse 34, and he said unto her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." She had a final peace. The woman did not only receive the cure, but had peace for the troubled illness that had plagued her for years. She was cured and she had peace. Sin will be forgiven and you also have peace with God. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. When we are justified, when we are cleansed from sin, our peace with God begins. A personal application to Christ's atoning sacrifice by faith is the real secret of peace with God. How can I find peace with God? It's to apply myself to Christ, to come to him individually, to look upon him as if he died for me alone and call upon him because I'm a sinner. The air can say, "Se ubinya sa asumdria nyame ese obemaye ya." He said, "Wa di papo no kwa pa ku nyankopon ho na obo pa esere me." Say Christo de waye ni tino me de re ship. So obu ma me bone na me jidi na se wo yesa de na se no ne hinta se mo I walk mesu ni nyankopon obinya asumdria. To have peace with God is to apply yourself to him personally, individually, each one of us. So my final question to all of us is, have you applied to Christ? Have you gone to him? Have you asked him to wash you from your sin? Has he forgiven you? have you have that peace with God? Or you think that maybe later? No. This woman, if he had waited, Christ might not have come to that place again. And what will happen to her? I'm sure she would have been wasted. So many people have despised their mercy. After they've heard the gospel that Christ is offering salvation, they've kept it at the back of their door. They are waiting later to revisit. But tomorrow is not for you and I. Circumstances will change. Death will come. And then you even forget that who we are. And we think that we have so many issues of life than even our personal sin. But let me remind you that if we go on like that, as I said, as many people deluded that they are saved and they have peace with God until hellfire wakes them up, you might also be among such persons. In hell, you lift up your eyes and you see, oh, I wasted all these years. But I urge you to come to Him now. Believe in Him. Let nothing interfere. Let nothing that hold you, your sin, circumstances. No, such things are not heavy as the burden of sin. Such things cannot be so valuable as having peace with your Maker. The one who has given you conscience. The one who one day judged your conscience. The one whose your thoughts that are hidden from everyone is plain before Him. Whenever we conceive a thought, it's plain before God. He, the only one who called the things that are not as if they were, the Romans. So God sees our thought before, from us, the psalmist said, from afar. Before we come to Him, He knows us. And before we conceive in it, the whole world, everyone has conscience. That is why animals cannot be punished, because they have no conscience. But you and I, we have conscience. So think about that. And come to Him. And fully put yourself on Christ. And call upon Him. He's ever ready to receive you. And He also add you to His body. And now you can come to church and worship Him as you want. May the Lord help us. Let's